USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a police conference on Monday in Chicago, President Trump expresses his gratitude to all the men and women in blue.
You don't hear it enough. You do an incredible job. The people of this country know it. And the people of this country love you. You don't hear that from these people back here, but they love you. You don't hear it from the fake news.
The Kincade Fire in Northern California is exploding in size. Cal Fire says the blaze burned 12,000 acres overnight and now covers 66,000 acres in Sonoma County. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom.
I'm cautious when I say this, but near historic wind event at a scale and scope the likes of which we haven't seen in some time. We've been battling fires all up and down the state now for close to a week.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has fallen almost 6 cents a gallon in the last week, down to $2.58. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's a wide spread of $1.84 between the nation's highest and the nation's lowest price for gasoline.
Across the country, most of the nation's states saw average prices decline in the last week. The lowest average, Louisiana at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Mississippi at $2.23 and Oklahoma at $2.24. Meanwhile, the nation's priciest gasoline still can be found in the West Coast. California leads the nation with an average of $4.05 per gallon and Washington State at $3.41 per gallon.
Former House Speaker from Wisconsin, Republican Paul Ryan, is launching a nonprofit called the American Idea Foundation, which will focus on fighting poverty, economic opportunity, and promoting evidence-based reforms in welfare. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the $1 billion mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top 10 was the animated film Abominable, with an estimated $2 million.
Week 8 of the NFL season wraps up on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Miami Dolphins. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.